Okay, we have Betty Sutton today. I'm gonna find out about you. Would you like that back? Okay. And we're gonna start out way back when you were born. Tell me first about your parents and where you lived.
I was born in Farmington. And in 1932, my mother and dad, in the spring of 32, they moved to 7 Mile in Hagerty. We had a farm, 160-acre farm there, and he was a dairy farmer. In fact, he was one of the last dairy farmers that died in Livonia. We were on the Livonia side of 7 Mile in Hagerty. In 1962, my mother sold the farm to Schoolcraft College after my father died.
Where did they, I remember the big farmhouse. It was moved, wasn't it?
Right.
Where did that go to?
It was moved to Bradner, just west of Bradner on 5 Mile. And it has been restored, not originally, because they've changed the rooms around, but it has been restored quite nicely.
There we go.
You wanna probably spend a little more time talking about the farm. How many head of cattle? Do you remember? Were you very active with it?
Yes.
Dad always had around 35 head of cattle. One time we had 4 workhorses. We had the pigs and chickens, and of course all the farm dog and the cats and everything like that in the barn. He was a very good farmer, produced good crops.
Where would he take the milk?
We would take it to Warner's Dairy in Farmington. And then when Michigan milk producers bought them out and they started having a truck come to the house and picked up the milk, and of course the truck was refrigerated, so that was...
And we didn't get your parents' name. I should have done that.
Reynolds and Nellie Ash.
How many were in your family? How many brothers and sisters?
I'm the only one.
Oh, really? Well, it's always kind of interesting to hear about the farms around Northville. Even though it was, like you say, the Livonia side.
He believed in horses. He did a lot of work with horses. He planted all the corn with his horses. He would have the straightest rows of corn that you would see, and, you know. He planted all his grain with horses until the last few years. Then he went to the tractors. Dad used the tractors for plowing the ground. He always opened up the fields for the horses, though. If they were once opened up, then you'd use the tractor. The hired men would use the tractor. He liked his horses. He worked with his horses, and they worked with him very good. We had a large herd of pigs, flock of pigs. We would, a lot of the people would come and we would butcher them always between Christmas and New Year's for the people. The rest of them he would sell to the stockyards in Detroit.
Now how would he get them?
There was always a huckster that we could contact. The one we usually used was Levi Panko from Livonia.
And he
of the truck and mm-hmm. everything to move. Dad always believed in education, and I know he's very happy, or would be very happy to know that his farm went to Schoolcraft College.
But it was, yeah, the some of the neighbors around, were they old-time farmers around that area too, or what do you remember of them?
Yes. Charlie Lute lived on Newburgh, a little over a mile from us. Bill Ash would be a cousin of my dad's. He lived at 6 Mile in Hagerty. We changed help with Sam Aldea, who lived on 6 Mile west of Hagerty. Then usually there was always some relation of my dad would come and help, and of course my dad would return the help when they thrashed or tilled silo. Herman Rossel from Plymouth was a brother-in-law. He always helped him. My grandfather, Henry Everett, that lived in 8 Mile, they always came over and helped. We would have the old steam engine would come and do the thrashing. We used Bunyas from Plymouth. But they had kind of a regular little route every year that they came. I went to a one-room country school at Meadowbrook and 7 Mile.
You started kindergarten there?
Yes. I started in 19... ...34. I went 9 years there, from kindergarten through the 8th grade. My first teacher was... Mrs. Meinhardt, the second one was Mrs. Hayden. Then there was a couple in between. There was a Miss Christie, and I don't know, it was Miss Bacon. And then we got Mrs. Rosella Lee. And I graduated when she was the teacher. I can't remember how many years I had her, 2 or 3. And then I went to high school in 1943. I started in high school.
But you came into Northville.
Mm-hmm. We rode Biddle's bus up 7 Mile Road. I didn't get to stay around Northville because the bus was there when school let out. 10 minutes after school was out, we were on our way home, so I never got to stay around Northville or do anything in town or stay after school, so I wouldn't have a way to get home.
Now, would you pay for that yourself, or was...
Oh, yes, yes. We bought weekly tickets. Every Monday morning, we dropped our money in the box, and then we got a card, and... He would just punch it, I believe, if I remember right.
Did he live in Northville, or where did he...
His garage was right where Charlie's restaurant is now on 7 Mile. The little garage in that area.
And he'd go to Five Point?
Five Point
to Northville.
Northville and back. I don't know how many buses. I think he had like 2 on the road all the time. We'd go down. They were pretty well on time. I have to walk down to the corner of 7 Mile and get get the bus. But like I say, I never got to stay in town to go to any of the ball games or anything like that because I had to catch the bus to go home. When I was in grade school, I was in the Rainbow Girls at Northville. My mother was an Eastern Star, so I was in the Rainbows for a couple of years.
How big a school was that? How many students?
Oh, sometimes we would have 10, 9. Maybe. Oh, once in a while we got to 14, 15. And it was quite unique. Us older ones would help the littler kids with their art projects or maybe with their arithmetic or things like that. I can remember my cousin started school 8 years younger than I am, and he just wouldn't go to the school. He was a very bashful boy, and he was the only child, so he was very, very bashful, and he just wouldn't go to school. He just cried and cried and cried. So they paid tuition for him, and he went to my Hinman school where I was. And Mrs. Lee let us put his desk right alongside of mine, and everything worked out fine. And after that first year, when he was all right, he'd go back to his Farmington school. But he wouldn't talk to anybody. He just hung his head and cried. But he was fine when he got over there.
Now, your parents would shop in Northville?
Yes, we would go up on Saturday nights and do our weekly shopping, and usually Mother and I would go into the stores. We did most of our shopping at E&B Bogart's, or E&M Bogart, I guess. And if Dad needed a pair of shoes, well, he'd go into Brader's and get them while we were getting our groceries. And sometimes I'd get a new dress or something at Brader's. And then if it was a real hot day, or evening, we'd go up to Spagnolia's and get a dish of ice cream. And if there was a good show on, and if we made it up in time and got our groceries bought and everything, and then we'd go to the show. But there would be a nice picture on. Dad liked all the comedy shows. Abbott and Costello and Pa and Ma Kettle and things like that. I can't think of his first name. Mr. Spagnolia was the conductor on the inner urban streetcar, and Mother rode that to high school for 4 years. And if she would be late coming out, well, he would always stop the streetcar, and they would wait for her, or toot the horn, or ring the bell, and she'd come out, and they'd get on, and they'd go up to Northville.
Where was she living at this time?
On 8 Mile west of Hill Road, east of Halstead. In fact, it's right across from Glen Eden Cemetery. And I graduated from the same school 25 years later. she had Mrs. Ida B. Cook, and I didn't have her as a teacher, but I had her as her homeroom teacher. So that's quite unique. And I also had her for study hall. I remember going up there Saturday nights. They would be, Salvation Army band would be playing. I remember different bands played in the middle of the street. I think it was in the Crow's Nest. We enjoyed it. We would stand and listen and talk to our neighbors almost would seem like every Saturday night we would meet some of the neighbors up there, you know, and talk. I remember the street dances. I remember the old opera house. I remember Schrader's when it was a funeral parlor.
You talk about street dances. What, where would that, what area of Northville would that be in?
Usually Main Street. They'd clear the cars off, and then they'd have a street dance there. I don't remember for what occasion. It was warm, so I don't know if it would be 4th of July or what it was, but I can remember them. They would have square dances, and they would have the regular, just, you know, the waltzes and two steps and foxtrot. I can remember how we used to park the cars on the main street.
If there was an illness, did you see a local doctor or?
Yes. When we first moved out here in 32, we still went to the Farmington doctor. But after a few years and we started going to Atchison's in Northville, I went to the dentist in Northville, Dr. Godfrey, for years and years and years. Dr. Sparling was one of them we used to go to too. I used to like Mrs. Sparling better than Mr. Sparling for the doctor. Of course, being a little girl, I guess I would, you know.
Well, what did you do as a little girl on a farm as an only child?
Well, I guess I was a tomboy. I learned to drive the horses and tractors very early, and I would, in the summertime, I would help my dad. When I was younger, I used to take cold water or lemonade to the fields in the afternoon so the men could have a nice cool drink.
You preferred to be outside rather than in helping your mother?
Well, I had my chores I had to do first before I could go out and play. I always had to gather the eggs. That was my job. And when we had baby chickens, I'd have to feed them. But other than that, I didn't have to do farm work or anything, but I preferred to go out and help my dad. We used to cut our grain, and they would, the binder would put it into bundles, and I would have to ride the binder and drop them all in the same spot so they could put them in shocks. in the field. I drove the horses on hay wagons. I guess I started when I was probably 10 years old. The horses were fine going away from the barn, but it was all I could do to hold them up going towards the barn. So you wanted to get that load empty and start over again. So they would really, I mean, great big horses. Really pull on the reins. I could milk a cow pretty good when I was a little girl. We had a couple old cows that was very tame and docile, and my dad would let me milk them, and I would always have to milk it, and I would strain the milk, and I'd always have to take a quart over to my grandpa and grandma because my milk tasted better. They live nearby, on 8 miles
away. That, okay, that grandpa.
Mm-hmm. In fact, he made me a little milk stool when I was a little girl.
Do you still have it, or?
Yes, I
oh,
do.
Oh, do you?
The little kitchen cabinet over in there in the corner underneath the plants, he made that for me when I was a little girl. I was about 3 years old. Now my grandchildren use it. Mm-hmm. My kids used it, now my grandchildren use it. They have a little flower sifter. Drawer has a silverware drawer. Little rack for the covers to the pans.
Now was he a carpenter, or this was for the grandchild?
Yeah, he was a farmer, but he was a very good carpenter. He made my mother a spinning wheel lamp, or a table lamp. I should get that out. Show people.
Right.
I have it stored in the basement right now. Let's get it out and use it again. My mother had one brother, so there was only two. He only had two grandchildren, a grandson and a granddaughter. So he was always making me something. He made me wardrobe for my dolly's clothes. Always making sleds, and milk stools. And
wish you had all those things now.
Yes, I've got the milk stool. I got the cupboard. And I got a few things.
And you pretty much stayed right around Northville all your life.
Yes,
you?
Uh-huh.
You married and lived right in town, did you?
No, I lived on Meadowbrook, 7 miles down, about halfway down. And then after my husband died, I moved over on Old Bedford in the township. And I had a third of an acre over there, and it just got too much for me to take care of by myself. And my kids got married, so then I moved to the condo in town.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last few years, I've been working on genealogy, that phase of when they got me started. She was doing it. She's coming. And visit my husband and myself. And after he passed away, that interested me, so I started looking at it. I wished I'd done it when my mother was alive. She knew so many things that I tried to pull from memory, and I'm not just positive now.
Did most of your relatives have been in Michigan for a long time? Are you way back now?
Well, My grandparents, my mother's mother came from Germany in around 1880. My grandfather was born here. My dad's parents came from Germany in about 1882, I think, somewhere around there. And 87, I think. Those were the 2 years that they came over. And my mother was born here. Her grandparents came from Germany. And Mr. Harry Clark sponsored her grandfather in Germany. And he worked on 8 Mile Road. His farm was on 8 Mile. He sponsored Charles Carroll. And after he saved up a little money, he sent for his wife to come over, and she brought 4 girls on the boat all by herself. And in my mother's my mother's mother was only 4 years old when she came over on the boat. And I don't know if I would have the courage or I don't know if I'd be strong enough to be able to do that, because the boats took so long to get here. Sure. She couldn't talk to me, speak to me in English when she got here. Grandpa met her, I think, in New York. And then they came, I guess, by train to Detroit. And I don't know how they got from Detroit to North. Mm-hmm. But I think he must have worked here at least a couple of years to save up enough money to send for her. And they lived on 7 Mile, just west of Chubb Road. That's where they bought their home at. It was a little farm there. I went to go to the Salem Genealogy Society. In fact, we want to join because, that's where their roots were. I'm sure that we get some information out of there.
Find out how good records they have.
Well, I went to the city hall and I can't find them.
You find the study of genealogy quite interesting, I imagine.
Yes, I do. I give those people so much credit for coming over here. They didn't know the language. My father's father landed in Detroit with just one dime left in his pocket when he landed in Detroit. He didn't know anybody in Detroit. He had a brother over here, but the brother was out in Plymouth and he didn't know how to get there. So he saw a German name on that's what it was. And he went in, and right at that particular time, the bartender or the owner of the bar needed somebody to sweep up and help bring the ice in and the bottles and the kegs of beer or whatever it was. So he let Grandpa stay there for 2 or 3 weeks to get used to the United States, I guess. And then he went and worked went to the market and found the German family that lived over on 6 Mile. And that's where Mr. Shaw. And that's where Bill Knapp's restaurant is now. So he worked there for a couple of years, saved up enough money, and met a nice German girl that worked in Northville and married her, and they lived at 8 Mile and Farmington Road. So we've always been kind of right around in this area.
Did he ever hook up with the brother in Plymouth?
Oh, yes. After he was here, two or three months, right, he was able to find him.
Now, did he farm, or was he...
Well, he worked as a farmer. He was a farm helper. Mm-hmm. And then he saved up enough money, and he bought, I think it was 80 acres at Farmington Road and 8 Mile. And then another 25 acres or 23 acres became available, and then he bought that. It was right next to him. So he had about 100, around 100 acres to farm. He did all his farming with just horses.
Do you have lots of pictures of your family and everything?
Oh, yes, I got lots
of pictures.
Good. Right now I'm in the process of getting them into books and under protective covering, and I just started that. I've got a book pretty well
going on my father's side of the family.
I haven't started my mother's yet, but I've got my dad's. I've done a lot of work on my husband's side. I can go back much further on his side. He had a descendant come over on the Mayflower.
Had he lived in Northville a long time, Mr. Satin?
No, 1953 when he married me, that's when he moved to Northville.
Oh, okay.
He lived in Dearborn.
Uh-huh.
He was a C.F. Smith store manager. We have two children, Renee and John. They're both married. And Renee has moved out to Fenton. John lives in Fenton. I babysit for them, I take care of the children, so I enjoy that life and be quite active.
We'll talk a little bit more about him in school. And what were some of the things you liked to do at school, or social events, or that type of thing?
Well, in the summertime, I know we could always have a baseball game with Greek school. We always lost, but because we were much, our kids was much smaller than the Greek kids were. And then in the winter,
where was Briggs School?
6 Mile in Newburgh. It was on the Schroeder farm. And then in the winter time, we always had our Christmas program. And there was never enough chairs for the parents to sit on. So being that my dad had a truck, and we were really the closest one to the school, why, we'd always bring our kitchen chairs and dining room chairs up to give room for the parents to sit on.
Oh, tell me about the program.
Well, we'd always have some kind of play. A couple years, we even wrote our own play. And it involved all the kids and their special interests. We divided a quarter of the school off and made that our stage. And we'd always sing songs. And the kids recite different articles and different poems and things about Christmas.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
Oh, yes. We had a small one. Not a very big one, but kind of a small one. Stood on the floor. One year we had a small one that sat on the table.
Would you make decorations for
yes.
it? Or
mm-hmm. We'd cut out snowflakes and make chains. And most of our decorations would be paper, and of course we'd have our tinsel and our roping and stuff. Always decorated the doors up. Sometimes they'd be snowmen, or sometimes they would be a Christmas package to be our parents when they would come in. And they would always exchange gifts. Kids would draw names. It was a very country school. We had a pump for our water. We'd have to go and bring the water in by buckets. And the outside little house, too, maybe. And we heated by coal. In the winter time, each week we would change jobs. And one would have to bring the coal in, another would have to sweep the sidewalk, another one would have to do this and bring the water in. So on and so forth. We all had our little chores we had to do in school. It was fun. I remember a few years my dad would hook up the team and the sleigh and take all the kids for a sleigh ride in the afternoon. Make arrangements with the teacher and she would let us go out for sometimes a half an hour sleigh ride. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of happy memories.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much. At one time, I wanted to be a school teacher, and then I wanted to be a nurse. I was a real woman. Got married, had a family. I think the country schools are a good life. I think that the children really learn more.
But you hear the same thing repeated year after year after year. I know in the summertime, when I got older, I'd ride my bike to school. Park it alongside the school. Hope it didn't rain. There wasn't very many. Lots of times there's only 10 or 12 in school, so there wasn't too many. I got a couple of pictures. I should have had one. Well, every time you drive past Schoolcraft College, you that bring back memories too.
Yes, I've gone over there for special things, and I remember, oh, this is the field we used to plant corn in, or potatoes in, or, you know, it's very memories to just walk around over there. My husband was custodian over there before he died. He started in 1964. It seemed strange at first to go over there and not call it mine, you know, my farm, my field. The progress is a good thing.
Well, thank you.